I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What you got over there, Jeremy?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Later on this hour, not right now, later on, we will be giving away Foo Fighter tickets. Foo Fighters, that's right. So make sure you stay tuned and call in when we tell you to later on in the hour. You cannot.
No. You like Foo Fighters?
Yeah.
Who I never knew that.
Yeah. Are you a big Foo Fighters fan?
I don't. Give me a song. I don't.
There Goes My Hero.
Monkey Wrench.
Yeah. What's the first one you said?
There Goes My Hero.
The slow song?
A little bit.
I like that song.
Yeah. Everlong. Everlong.
They had one of my favorites, actually.
Well, you know, they played the acoustic version on Howard Stern, and that's when it took off.
Really? Give it to me.
Yeah.
Give it to me, Everlong.
Oh, God.
Yeah, play it for me, please, Joe.
You got it, Joe?
Because I like to say whether I really like some. Oh, I know this song.
But the slowed down version, the acoustic version, is just.
The Everlong is what I think I know. I'm not sure.
This is There Goes My Hero.
Yeah. Yeah. You have the Everlong one, Joe?
Oh, man, this is like a little Foo Fighters segment.
No, because I want to be able to answer the question. Yeah. Do I like them? So far, yeah, I love that song. I do love that song.
So the lead singer of the Foo Fighters was the drummer in Nirvana.
Because I used to call them the Food Fighters.
Yes.
When I first heard them. Food Fighters.
Did you call them the Good Dolls, too? They look very good today.
This is Everlong.
I love this song.
This is the normal version.
Yeah. The answer to your question is yes. I like the Foo Fighters.
Yeah. Well, look... I wasn't even joking because Rob likes, you like different types of music.
I like all types of music.
Dude, when we were at Jimmy's the one night and he's over there, I like Joey Harcum. I said, no, you don't. What are you talking about? He goes, yeah, I do. Because I love listening to the guy. When you came up and you co-signed on it, I'm like, all right.
I like him.
It's dude, great.
He's pretty good.
Krangbin.
Krangbin?
You know.
Krangbin.
Krangbin? What is that?
Krangbin, you've heard. Were you not here for that?
Yeah, he was.
What?
Krangbin.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Yes, you do.
How do I know?
Play the next segment.
It's a band?
Yeah.
I don't know that. I wasn't here for it.
You were.
As soon as he plays it and I hear it, I go, oh, is that for that? Sorry. What are we talking? Aiden Hutchinson?
Aiden Hutchinson signs 4-year extension, reportedly worth $180 million, but like 141 of it is guaranteed.
Yeah.
Dude. Damn, $45 million, just believe Micah Parsons, $46.5 million. Dude. I mean, you see the Lions, the extensions that they've signed the last year? They've locked a lot of guys up over the last year or so.
Well, keep that window open.
Uh-huh. I like that. Taking care of your peoples.
Yeah, I'm serious.
But it means these guys have to produce, though.
Yeah.
I mean, because you've locked yourself in on a lot of money that says, I believe in you. Now, you got to keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Stay healthy, things like that. But, I mean, I think, look, there's nobody more important to that team than Hutchinson. I mean, you could put up anybody else there, St. Brown or either running back or whatever. He's really important to that team.
Look, we've said it. Guys that touch the ball and guys that touch the quarterback.
Yeah.
And sad part is now with the way that the defensive rules have changed and what you can and can't do, it's better to have better defensive ends or pass rushers than it is defensive backs. Now, if you have both, great. But you can't touch the receivers. These guys on the line can still, make their moves to get to the quarterback.
It's funny, though. It's always been important. Always, but I just think now it's been recognized. Because I go back, way back, because you can make all your old man jokes, but teams like when the Minnesota Vikings were awesome with the Purple People Eaters, that was all pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
The secondary was like,
Their front four was just amazing.
Their front was ridiculous. And that's how come the defense, the Dallas Doomsday defense, same thing. It's always been the pass rush.
Even the guy that played the wrong way.
Jim Marshall. Wrong way Marshall.
I always say this. I only played quarterback in high school, but I remember you played the Douglas Ducks. You drop back the pass, and your head 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. I was comfortable. But when you play Leonard Hart in Mervo, it was 1,001, 1,002. It was a lot quicker because I was already thinking about them. That's what disruptive pass rushers do. They speed up the clock in the quarterback's head. He's already thinking about them as he drops back to pass. That noise is a lot louder because you hear it.
Yeah.
You know, when you're dropping back and Aiden Hutchinson is there, you are aware where he is. When you face defensive line, lines that doesn't have that stud, what quarterback is checking in advance for anyone on a Ravens defensive line?
No.
He's not.
Yeah, Hutchinson already in this young's not even halfway through the season. Six sacks, six tackles for loss, four forced fumbles. That's a disruptive guy. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Is a tackle for loss when you sack a quarterback? Sackle?
A what?
A sackle.
A sackle.
Yeah.
You get one in each category, right? You get the sack and the tackle.
But he's one of those guys where
sackle.
He doesn't just need hurries and move you off the spots. You know what I mean? Because he brings you down.
You saw the game that that Myles Garrett had this weekend where he has five sacks and everything. Would you trade those five sacks for a win? He said, I'd get rid of all the performance for a win. Like,
yeah.
Dying for it, but people are talking about how much money he got paid. Hutchinson's in that same group where would it shock you if he got five sacks in a game? No, because his motor just does not stop. You in the front.
Myles Garrett can't say anything to me about wanting to win.
Because of the money.
He had an opportunity to get out, and he took the money and stayed.
That was a big bag.
You can't, but he would have gotten that bag with anybody. Let's be honest.
I don't know that big. But okay,
you can't talk anymore. Jeremy, he said he would trade all the stats for wins. He won't. Financial stat, he won't trade for wins. So you can't talk anymore, dude. It's just eat the losses, eat the L's. Do the opposite of Jameis Winston, eat the L's, because you decided to stay for the money. Shut up, cash the check. Up. Go shopping. He's not behind me, is he?
No.
I didn't mean shut up.
Well, you know, I mean, that's just a big, fast dude. And the problem is, like, for fans, we want to see you in the postseason. Like, how cool is it? We kept saying, like, damn, if Mike Trout could just be on a good team, we don't get to see him in the postseason. And now with Shohei, what are we seeing?
All the time.
It's all of what you wanted from these superstar players. Biggest moments, let's see if you can shine or not. And we don't get to see that. And Myles Garrett's I think he's the best pass rusher in football. And I don't know if we're going to see him in the playoffs.
When matters.
Anytime soon?
He may be a guy, you know, the Kyle Van Noy of his team then. You know, late in his career, he just adds something to you.
And some of these guys are really quiet because they're bad teams. Like, what's his name? Brian Burns of the Giants. He has 10 sacks as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's tied with Garrett. And I don't think anybody even really knows who he is.
Well, I mean, from when the Panthers traded and the Giants gave up a nice chunk, but he's unhappy there. That's the guy that they keep bringing up, Kayvon Thibodeau, but it seems like he's unhappy there. He was screaming after the Giants lost in the Broncos when they gave up 33 to the Broncos, like losing his mind.
Yeah, because his expectations are so high coming from the Panthers.
I think it's because of what they were up and how they gave up 33 points.
Well, he was a Seminole. You got to forgive him.
Yeah, that is true. But yeah, you don't.
You want a lot there too.
Yeah, you don't have to forgive him. I'm just saying it is true. He was a Seminole.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Ryan Ripken joins us at 8:30. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a couple of different stories here. One is something sad that happened to a bunch of innocent monkeys in Mississippi. It's just I hate these stories, but we'll get to it and what went down. We're also going to talk about robot maids. You remember the robot maid from, Rocky 5?
Yes, that was funny.
4? Which one was
yes.
it?
One of the Jetsons.
No, it started
in 3.
It started in 3. Yeah. It started in 3 and carried over to 4.
I love that robot.
Well, now they have 5'6" robot maids, a.k.a. humanoid companions. I'm going to talk about those.
My gosh.
And lastly, a dude that wanted to ski down Mount Everest. He's the first one to do it, and they've recorded this. I'll tell you a little bit about it. We'll get into that in the world of stupid.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver Wire, Trade Talk, Starter Sit, Mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's start it off with this. Have any of you guys ever seen the documentary Free Solo?
Yes.
That's about the climber that climbs without safety equipment. Yeah. And it's, what was the movie with Sylvester Stallone? Cliffhanger?
Cliffhangers, yeah.
I just remember, like, those movies, I don't know about you.
They give me anxiety.
Yep. And when you're high, your butt starts sweating, man. You just start, the old drip just starts coming. You're like, man, what? You know what I'm talking about. Don't even look at me like you in the car. You know what I'm talking about.
Your butt
just starts dripping. You get butt drippings, you know?
My butt only sweats when I work out. Not from anxiety.
Mine sweats in the shower. Listen, the funny thing about this is, like, you're watching, if you do get in your spaceship and you start watching somebody climb something, I don't know why you feel like you're there with them. You're like, ooh, no. But this dude wanted to...
Oh, when you're watching a horror movie. Not in the closet. No, open up the...
That's not us.
No, that's...
That's only at the movies.
Yeah. You get the points for that.
Don't go in there, girl.
No.
I don't think she can hear you.
You know what? We kick those points right back because you're the only ones opening up the closet.
All right. Well, this American skier wanted to make history. He wanted to ski down the north face of Mount Everest. And I love how they say it. 50-year-old ski bro. Yeah. Ski bro. He's 50. So the guys that, the only reason I bring up Free Solo, the directors of that have filmed this, and I'm assuming they're going to make a documentary out of it or some sort of TV series, whatever. I don't know what they're going to do with it. But American skier Jim Morrison, the Lizard King, he conquered Mount Everest with a history-making ski down, its most challenging route, the treacherous North Face. I guess my question would be here. So if he screws up, is he just effed?
Yes.
If you just fall, are you just done? Like, how do you... I don't know how they navigate certain areas, because I feel like when people go up Mount Everest, they go up a certain way, right? And then you come down the same way you went up.
Yes.
That's my assumption. But
don't you remember we just had like hundreds of people trapped there and stuff? I mean, it's just, you know, over 400 people have died on Mount Everest.
And this cat's skiing 400. Down the side.
Yeah. Man. Is that the mountain that people get up, they can't get back down?
I mean, sometimes, that's one of them. Yeah. Oh, he was just talking about people being trapped there. I think it was it last week or 2 weeks, like 2 weeks ago before he left? Yeah. But yeah, he's the first to descend down Mount Everest's notoriously narrow North Face route. The route, a combination of the Hambine and Japanese couloirs, I'm probably pronouncing all that wrong, began at an incredible height of 29,032 feet. It was his third attempt to ski the line, meaning he failed the other two times, right?
Yeah, never going to try that.
It's just, you know what?
Never going to try that one.
I'm happy for you, or sad, depending on how it works out, but go ahead. Do you.
Do you.
That's oof. All right, how about this? Joe sent me this one. Innocent monkeys were killed after Mississippi cops mistakenly told they were dangerous, that they were infected with STDs. Didn't they just tell them not to have sex with them? Isn't that how you transmit an STD, Joe?
Generally.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Don't kiss them. And in fact, they were misinformed.
Innocent, it's a very generous lover.
Yes. It's a gift that keeps on giving. The only thing that doesn't stay in Vegas is herpes. Innocent monkeys on the loose in Mississippi were captured and killed Tuesday after cops were mistakenly told they were aggressive and had COVID and sexually transmitted diseases.
COVID and STDs.
Man,
wow.
These damn things, they weren't wearing masks and having sex everywhere.
They weren't wearing masks or condoms.
Yeah. He got COVID and chlamydia. The Jasper County Sheriff's Department destroyed an undisclosed number of rhesus monkeys.
Yeah, rhesus.
Rhesus. And so they all
is
had...
Is it pieces?
No, they are now. Oh, see, that's just... Monkeys after a truck hauling them flipped and its driver incorrectly reported that they were dangerous, carrying COVID and hepatitis C and herpes. Damn monkey herpes. The driver of the truck told the local law enforcement that the monkeys were dangerous.
You ever had monkey herpes?
No, not yet.
Me either.
The 40-pound monkeys, they were telling them were dangerous, and this was from Tulane University's Primate Research Center. This is just a sad story all around, but like the fact that these things get out and then the first reaction is just to put them all down because they're dangerous. And I can't blame the law enforcement because you're told what you're told, and you got to, you have to secure the area. But the fact was, none of the things the driver said were true. So all these monkeys got killed for no reason. Anyway, Don't have sex with those monkeys. Or anyone's, for that matter. I think that's something bad happened.
Well, you can't now. If you do now, then you've got other issues.
Yeah. All right, this last story. 5'6" robot maids, a.k.a. humanoid companions. Don't have sex with these things. Somebody's going to. They did that movie 43.
What was the movie you recommended to me that was really creepy about this?
Oh, Companion.
Companion, that's right.
Yeah, it's a really, like...
Yeah.
It's I don't want to ruin this. If you don't know what it's about, just go watch it.
It's amazing.
It's a crazy-ass
creepy
movie. Yeah. Humanoids were long a thing of sci-fi when they were a thing of research, but today with the launch of Neo, humanoids become a product. Neo is the first step in a journey towards a more abundant future, and we're excited for you to join us on this journey. Order your Neo today, which I'll tell you the cost in a second, but we are walking down that path. Will Smith tried to warn us. I did not murder him. We're going to have iRobot. That's what we're going to start getting attacked by these damn humanoids. We're going to take over the planet, and then we're all going to be gone. We're going to control everything. Maybe I can be a conspiracy for that. They're coming in 2026. You can either pay $500 a month or $20,000 up front. If these things work and do as they say, that they can clean your house and get rid of all the stuff that you don't like to do.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
$500 a month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you want to have one of these?
No.
Rob?
I'd rather pay a human to do that.
Yeah.
It's a humanoid.
You can pay a human $500 a month.
Yeah, but you know this cat ain't going to steal from you either.
No, I don't want that. I don't want
that. This is the world we're living in now. We're actually going to have robots.
I don't want that.
It scares me. I tell you, the self-driving cars is a bad idea. The robots are a bad idea. Sorry.
That's all they have in San Francisco, by the way.
Oh, no, they got them in Tulsa now.
All the Ubers.
Because I saw it on Tulsa King.
Austin, Texas also has them.
Sylvester Stallone. Where's this car going? Stop. He's
Tulsa King. By the way, I sent you the video. Mm-hmm. That police officer was absolutely trying to run that kid over.
Was he?
Ran up on the curb.
Uh-huh. He chased him. I just watched. There's a whole video. It was like 90 seconds long.
Yeah, he ran. He was weaving between... street lights and on the curb. He was absolutely trying to run that kid over.
He stopped him at first and started asking him questions. And the guy was like, "Do you have any reason to stop me?" And the cop just goes, "You know what? No, that's fine." And he gets in the car and then starts chasing him.
Yeah. Yeah. He's on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
You're not trying to pursue someone with a vehicle on the sidewalk, weaving in and out of traffic. I mean, street lights. Now,
see, and that's the scary part of it. Seeing that video, and again, until you see it, you don't know what to believe.
To
you guys can watch it. But I brought up Tulsa King, which I don't know if you guys know this. It's on Paramount. And Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL and Paramount Plus. Mayor of Kingstown is back. Oh, that's a phenomenal show.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched it. Was it fourth season now?
Yep.
You keep wondering.
Is it fourth?
Yeah, this is the fourth one. It's so good. So good. So good. Anyway, that's your world of stupid.
410-583-1057 is the number. What are your expectations of Lamar Jackson tonight? We'll talk about that at 8:45. But on the other side, Ryan Ripken joins us on The Fan. 8:30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now. This great podcast, Ryan Ripken, and also Ripping It with Ryan here on the baseball season and Baltimore baseball tonight. He is Ryan Ripken. What's going on, Ryan?
What's going on? Happy Thursday.
Jeremy made this point earlier. We talk so much about Shohei Ohtani, and we should. He's the greatest baseball player I've ever seen in my life. However, man, Vlad Guerrero Jr. is having himself a whale of a postseason. And as I said to the guys earlier, I got the feeling that Vlad is not returning from where he is next year and beyond right now. I think he's entered that next level of his career.
Oh, no doubt about it. And before the season, or actually right when the season started, I got a chance to sit down with Toronto Blue Jays president Mark Shapiro. And this was right when they were trying to get the Vlad extension, you know, figured out. Would they get it figured out? And Mark, you know, just said how much, one, they wanted Vlad to be there long term. And two, Vlad has the opportunity, just like few athletes, to be with one team, to sign that contract, and then become the best position player in the history of the Toronto Blue Jays, and to really cement what his legacy could be. And then they go on this run of the season. And then he has this postseason where you're talking about the legacy and the type of player he is, and people are wondering, was Vlad Guerrero Jr. taking a step back? Is he going to be worth all this money? And the answer is an emphatic yes. And when they've needed him the most, he has been unbelievable and clutch. And I'm with you. I think that he's going to carry this momentum. But for right now, I know him and the Blue Jays, they're thinking about one more victory. And then Toronto gets to celebrate a World Series title that no one would have seen coming in this year.
Well, something else no one would have seen coming is a guy who has three major league starts and then fans 12 in the World Series. Mm. How do you find someone like a Trey Yesavage, like, to have enough confidence to throw him in a situation like that and know he's going to come through in a manner like that?
I always like to hear what his peers say about him. And a lot of the Toronto Blue Jays teammates were saying they are blown away by how mature he is for the circumstances, the situation. It's almost like he's so new or green that it doesn't faze him. You're a rookie. You've barely been in the big leagues. Heck, you've barely been in the minor leagues. And now you're facing the Dodgers, the unbeatable all-star Dodgers, where it's just, they're inevitable, right? They're going to win this thing. And Trey isn't bothered, and that's kind of also a good reminder with pitchers, unlike any other player in baseball, is when pitchers have great stuff, and then you combine that great stuff with that it factor where you have conviction when you throw the baseball, and you believe what you're going to do, and you have a fearlessness, it can be dangerous. And that's what you saw, his split change that he has too was devastating last night. And Blue Jays, man, they struck gold with that pick, but it's the mental side for me that separated him. For a guy that young to be that poised, looks like the Blue Jays could have a future star in their making for years to come. Not great for Oriole fans, but really special to see what he's gone out there and done.
Yeah, I'm if this game gets to a game seven, I'm curious how the Blue Jays stack up their pitchers, though. It's going to be mm-hmm. This has been one of the best postseasons ever, and along for the ride during the postseason, the Orioles find a new manager. Your thoughts on the hire?
Yeah, somewhere in there, the Orioles, new skip in town.
Yeah.
I like the hire. It's definitely when you take a step back, and most people that aren't in the baseball space, we're probably going, well, who is this guy? Because he's not the name that people know. And I think, I heard Jerry, you and Rob talking about that maybe a couple of days ago, about saying he's not the name. So people are wondering, oh, well, who is this guy? But it doesn't mean that he's not the right guy.
Right.
Sometimes it's even better because, that expectation factor. But the reality is Craig has been, first off, he's been really liked everywhere he's gone. Former managers, former coaches, executives, people have raved with him about his ability and where they think he was going to go as a guy to be a big league manager. So that's number one. The number two, he's got a background of being with three organizations, Rays, Giants, and the Guardians. But the Rays and Guardians for the majority of the time. And those two organizations, what's their focus? Little things and finding ways to win. And, that's something I think is going to be emphasized here in 2026 for the Birds, and it needs to be. So I'm excited for them. It should be a high-pressure situation just because the Orioles are expected to contend again. But I'm excited to see what he can do, and I'm also excited to see what the rest of the coaching staff is going to look like, more importantly, because, I want to see what that next group's going to look like here going into next year.
There he is, Ryan Ripken. Ryan, tell us all about your podcast.
Yeah, so Ryan Ripken show live around 5 p.m. each day. And, yeah, I think my last Ripping with Ryan with Bob is tomorrow 12 to 2. So tune in then, too, on the Fan.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Ryan. Have a good one, man.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, man.
I want to say happy birthday to my little brother, Jason. Enjoy the last years of your 30s. Turns 39 today.
Yeah, the 40s suck, bud.
I love the 40s. 40s is my favorite decade.
Yeah, it's not going so well for me.
My most productive decade. Yeah,
I not liking 40. It at all. Pass.
Pass. Overrated.
I want to start over. Where do we go back?
Oh, yeah. I like what Ryan said about the new manager, though. Just because you don't know him, same thing we said when they got hired. Just because you don't know him doesn't mean he's not the right choice.
But you ever look at somebody that writes something and then you go back and you see, like, everything they do is just them complaining? Like, yeah. It's, every post is you complaining about something.
Yeah.
This restaurant didn't serve you the right way. Oh, I had the worst experience on the road. And I go home and the damn Ravens ruined my day because they just complain about everything. And you get those people all the time. And then usually when I see someone going, I don't know who that guy is. It's a terrible hire. Yeah, you don't know who anybody is.
I just can't wait because I looked at Barstool this morning.
Yeah.
Headline: it's going to take some time to get used to the Orioles' new manager having the thickest Boston accent we've ever heard.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to call me Guy. Hey, Guy. Yo, come on, man. It's so thick.
I can't. Well, apparently it is.
You haven't heard it? Yeah. I sent it to the group.
Yeah. Making fun of it.
Oh, you got to hear it.
Yeah. I can imagine him in press conferences right now on the stickering. First couple ones going to be that.
It's going to be great.
Era.
It's going to be rough for me because you know how I feel about Boston.
Yeah. Doesn't mean there aren't good people that come out of there. All the good ones eventually leave there. Sorry. You know what? If I was born in Boston, I would love that city. The fact that I'm born down here, you guys can go screw yourselves.
Actually, they go on to say, Baltimore has its own accent. We can barely understand that one.
It's ain't so funny no more. Mike Preston joins us at 9.
Hey, no.
Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15. But on the other side, Lamar Jackson makes his return as starting quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. What are you expecting out of him tonight? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy Kahn, you got something to give away, man?
Yeah, turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. It's time to call in. 410-583-1057. Two tickets to see the Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
And Queens of the Stone Age.
Who's that?
They're the Queens of the Stone Age. August 17th at Nationals Park. Sign up for presale at foofighters.com, courtesy of Live Nation. I don't think you would like Queens of the Stone Age.
You don't?
No. Joe, okay, well, do you think Rob would like Queens of the Stone Age?
You know my music taste.
Yeah.
There's probably one song you've heard of theirs that's pretty popular, but
does it mean I like them?
I mean, it sounds like the Foo Fighters to a degree. Okay. Dave Grohl also played the drums in the Queens of the Stone Age on their first album.
Okay,
did they sing that yet?
What is it? Crying.
I play that in the 9 o'clock hour.
All right, Ed. This is at a stadium, outdoor stadium.
What?
Correct. It's at the baseball stadium.
When?
August 17th.
Ed, you don't want to go to that concert.
Why?
You don't want to sit outdoors at a baseball stadium in August to watch a concert.
In D.C.
In D.C.
It's going to be so hot.
I mean, let's be honest. Look at me. You don't want to do it.
No, I want to do it.
Yes, you're different.
Oh.
Ed, You don't want to do it.
I'm different. Yeah, yeah, I'm different.
Yeah.
I do like them.
I know you like them. You like them indoors in August. You don't like them outdoors in August. 410-583-1057. Are you eating a Reese's cup?
Mm-mm. What are you eating? Oh, it is a Reese's cup, but it's one of those fancy ass ones, right? Did you get one of the fancy ass cups? You can't get a Reese's cup.
It's a protein
one.
Yeah,
keto protein one.
Got to get more protein. So I saw those. Those the ones around there with Ann?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. That makes sense.
What is wrong with you?
You guys always steal Ann's stuff.
No, we don't. She has it there for us.
I don't think that's
fair. Yeah, she does. That's why it's out there in the common area.
I don't think so.
For the common folk.
Yes. You guys are nothing. Nothing common about you two. Nothing.
Your expectations of Lamar tonight, Lamar's going to put his cape on and be Superman for the rest of the year. My prediction is
pain.
Ed, yeah. In a month, Lamar's going to be back in the MVP conversation.
Mm-hmm.
In a month.
I believe you're right.
That's the run he's going to go on.
Look, if he's healthy, and I'm assuming he's healthy, and they kept him out last Sunday because it was a short week, and that's the only reason, he's not going to miss a beat. I think he's going to have a big night tonight. I think Derrick Henry has a big night. The Ravens win big, and it sets them up for the rest of this month where they're going to have to beat everybody this month. Everybody.
Yeah. Now, Jeremy, you think he'll play well tonight, but you think it's the Derrick Henry show tonight?
Yeah, again, I just think these things typically happen. We're all excited about one guy coming back, and then somebody else kind of steals the show. You know, like when Freddie Freeman was clearly the player of the game, and here's Shohei trying to hit three home runs trying to steal it from him. Come on, man. Yeah, or he hit two home runs at night. He got on base 9 times and hit 2 home runs. Why are you trying to steal this from Freddie? It's clearly his night. Anyway.
That was so ridiculous.
Well, so obviously it's Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, what?
Yeah, that's not going to. Yeah, that dog's not hunting today, buddy. You can be a contrarian, but this point sucks. Your opinion is terrible today. But anyway, I think Lamar has a great game. I love the Ravens tonight. I think they score a ton of points. As I've said, I just think this is one of those games, much like last week. I was waiting for it against a defense that's not good against the run. You get a short week now where you're going to have some tired defenses. Lamar's back. It's the greatest equalizer on offense and just opens up everything in the running game. I think Derrick Henry has a long touchdown run, and I think he has a couple of runs near 20 yards.
Treya Savage went 7 innings, giving up no one run on 3 hits with 12 strikeouts, but clearly Vlad Guerrero was a player of the game.
Yeah, you got to give it to him, right? That kid, man.
Guy Rice's style. What's up, Guy?
Rob, Ed, Jeremy. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning to you, man.
Hey, I can't miss what I was saying, Ed. 4-0 for my Bulls. We got the Knicks next.
Well, they went over last night, clearly, because they played home on Wednesday, not Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, look, I got a superstar. Go ahead, Rob. A lottery pick, former lottery pick. Matias, I'm going to say his name right for Jeremy. Buzelis.
Yeah.
Look, man, he's a rising superstar. He's going to come alive, and I'm just so
I like him a lot. He fills up the stat sheet, Kai. He steals, blocks, yes, rebounds. Assist. He does everything.
Now my prediction for my boys.
Who, the Bulls?
No, for my
boys. I mean, you called in talking about the Bulls. I thought they were your boys. When did you become a Bulls fan, Kai? I'm just curious.
Jordan.
Was it Jordan?
Probably like 1993. So, I used to play on down Cloverdale. I used to act like I was Mike. I mean, it's a long story, Rob.
It's odd because Jeremy became a Colts fan because of his favorite player, but he left them. You stayed with yours.
Yeah, I stayed with mine because of all the history and all the things behind that. So I got to stay with the Bulls.
Well,
MJ, he's still making 2 sneakers. But look, real quick on the Ravens.
I got to pay on the day.
The secret. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I'll take a picture and send it to you. But look, see if I got them in my closet because I got almost every pair.
You got to send him feet
pics. Secret weapon tonight, Ed Norris.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ed,
I'm right here.
Don't talk to me anymore. I'll never hear you anymore. Hey, what's up? Look.
He don't want to talk about the Bulls, man, either.
The missile. Listen. I call him Keaton Missile because he's the secret weapon. I think he scored 2 touchdowns tonight, y'all. Keaton Missile. And look, sense of urgency tonight. I want to see a sense of urgency from the coin toss, man. They got to act like they down 2 touchdowns. Lamar coming back.
Sense of urgency from the coin toss. We're calling heads. We're calling heads.
And Harbaugh, man.
Harbaugh needs to flip it on certain calls,
man, especially when running the ball. Because him not vetoing in, like, on downs, like, on running plays that you have to run the ball, that's sort of like the same situation with Flacco seeing Polamalu come around the corner and he thought he could make the call. That's how I feel about Harbaugh sometimes, man. You gotta jump in. This is your ass is on the line, Harbaugh. You have to make the calls if something's not right as far as your offensive coordinators and not blame them on them. That's all, guys. Have a good day.
All right, man.
Hell yeah. What?
What?
Sense of urgency from the coin, dog.
Hurry up and get your ass out there.
Jack up the ref. Flip the coin,
man. Why you only give me two choices? Oh, my bad.
Sense of urgency during the coin toss.
We trying to get out of Miami. Come on, man. I feel like sometimes...
Why are we wasting our time with this? Let's just play.
You know the Ravens taking the ball in the second half anyway. It doesn't matter.
Oh, my gosh. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I don't listen to callers hate us. Hey, you call up here, you're just giving us material. That's all it is. It's material.
Everybody's game.
That's right. Daily Line at 9:30. Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15. But on the other side, Mike, I got a question I got to ask you. I got a question. Seriously, from the jump. Mike Preston joins us up next from Baltimore Sun on the Fan.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.